الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون صدق الله العلي العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah Azza wa Jal. All praises are for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer. Allah who has been very kind to us. Allah who continues to be merciful to us in each and every way. And we, as believers, we should thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for the bounties and the blessings that He has sent to us. Allah continues to bless us in our lives. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala continues to take care of us. Allah continues to give us to eat and to drink from His treasures. And Allah continues to keep us healthy, to keep us in this manner, that whatever it is, at least we are still alive, sane, in a manner that we can obey Him. And through that obedience, we are able to fulfill our duty that He has placed upon us. Alhamdulillah, until now, we who are sitting here, Allah has not made us incapable. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has not taken away the aqal and intelligence. Allah has not taken away the sanity He has given to us. But you and I are able to understand. You and I are able to do so many good things. And it is because of the fact that Allah and Allah alone has given us the ability to do these things. For without the ability of Allah, we cannot do anything. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been commanded to say in the Quran, with all that he did, with all the good deeds that he had done, with every single thing that he is able to do, he is commanded by Allah to say, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. It is no other person's ability except from Allah. I do not have the ability to do anything. I do not have the ability to say anything. Illa billah, except with Allah. Except that Allah has given us that ability. And my dear respected brothers and my dear sisters, Alhamdulillah, one of the great favor and the blessing that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given to us is the blessed month of Ramadan that we are passing at this moment. The days, the nights, the morning, the evening. In this month, if we look at ourselves and we look at our brothers and sisters, we will see that there is a subhanallah, there is a different type of attitude and conduct that is being displayed by many Muslims. The conduct is that of obedience to Allah. We see that many people are being engaged in many different things. Things they hold on to be as very valuable. Things they want to do, things that they love to do. Every single person from among the Muslims, from among us who knows the value of the blessed month of Ramadan, everyone is trying to excel, everyone is trying to compete, everyone is trying to do something extra, something, and certain things which they never did in the other months. And this is what, this is the atmosphere we see among the Muslims. That people probably who were never punctual in performing five times salat, they begin to be punctual in performing five times salat. Those who probably never used to attend the masjid regularly, we see that they are attending the masjid regularly. Those people who never used to take a chance to recite the Quran on a daily basis or weekly basis, they find some time, they search for some time to put their eyes on the blessed Quran that they may read and recite some verses of the Holy Quran. People who never had the time to sit down and make dua or read a little tasbih or call Allah's blessed name, they find the time to do that. In each and every way, we see that this is the atmosphere of the Muslims today. In the blessed month of Ramadan, everyone is trying to do something better. Everyone is trying to increase. In with respect to the Holy Quran, a person finds the time to read and read and read again. And while in the whole year besides Ramadan, a man may take 1 year or 2 years to complete a recitation, he wants to finish in a few days, start again from the beginning and go again. And it is something that he feels happy about. It is not something he becomes tired about. It is something that he finds love, he finds devotion, he finds peace, he finds happiness in reading again and again. Why is this atmosphere created? It is all because of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which he has placed in the month, all because of the mercy which extends to the believers, and they pull our hearts towards these good deeds like a magnet. And we find ourselves being naturally inclined towards it. We find ourselves being naturally inclined towards many of these good deeds. And my dear respected brothers and my dear sisters, in all that we do, from among the actions of ibadah, of worship, of charity, of doing many different things, all these things, they remind us about a world which we are really preparing for. In other words, every single person wants to do something good, not that there is some monetary gain after he does it, not because someone will pay you for reading 20 rakat salat, not because someone will pay you for finishing 5 recitation of the Quran, but it is because of the fact the Muslim has the belief that Allah will bless him, and he has the belief that this blessing is what I need in the life hereafter. This is the reward and the blessing I will need when I enter into the grave, when the place will be dark, when I stand before Allah, when my scales are filled with deeds, I will need these blessings I am doing now to be placed on that scale. I will need these blessings to take me in Jannat. I will need these blessings to take me away from Jahannam. And on he carries on, having that thirst, having that zeal, having that love for doing as much good deeds he wishes to do. So therefore, when we look at what we do in the blessed month of Ramadan, we see that there is something about the month and in the actions that we are encouraged to do that brings about a type of attitude and conduct, a type of action that drives away from us a type of heedless and unmindful attitude that existed in our hearts before. That is what Ramadan does. That is why it is such a great blessing from Allah. It brings us back on the path. It stops us from being unmindful. It stops us from being heedless. All the time we will pass in the masjid day and night, but we are fasting, we want to ensure we perform Zuhr Salat in Jamaat. Subhanallah. We have heard about the, subhanallah, all the virtues of Tahajjud Salat, all the virtues about Awabin Salat, all the virtues of the Dhuha Salat. We hear the virtues of reciting the Quran again and again. We may not have done it in the other months, but in Ramadan we want to do it. We become aware that unmindful state of our hearts, it goes away. That heedless attitude of the Muslim, it goes away day by day. And we find ourselves doing so many things. When it was very difficult to get up for Fajr Salah, now we want to get up for Tahajjud Salah, subhanallah. It is extremely difficult to even get up to perform 2 sunnat before the farz of Fajr Salat, because we may reach in the masjid when the imam is already in his farz salat. We may reach when we get up in the morning when the time is already finishing and coming to an end of the Fajr Salat. But now a person wants to do that. Before, after the Fajr Salat, everyone rushes out. Most of the people, they rush out. Not even the time spent to sit down, to say Subhanallah 33 times, to say Alhamdulillah 33 times, to say Allahu Akbar 34 times. Not even that amount of time a brother could have sat down or he could have stayed in the masjid to read that in his fingers before he departed. But as soon as the farz finished, people rush out of the masjid. But now we want to stay. We want to hear. We want to take up the book. We want to read the Quran. Why is the change in attitude? There is something in us that is driving us towards these things. And it is pulling it towards this. So in all, Ramadan is the month that drives away from us that heedless attitude, that neglectful type of attitude, that attitude of being unconcerned about matters. And it brings it into us, it brings into us an understanding that this world is short-lived. It brings into us an understanding that I want to do this because it will bring about blessings. It will please Allah. Allah will bless me. So when I die, inshallah, I will get good in the hereafter. Every single thing, when we hear about the ayats of the Quran, when we are told about different things, our hearts are very soft. We are inclined towards it because of the fact that that unmindful and unconcerned type of attitude and the heedless type of attitude, it is going away day by day in the month of Ramadan. It is going away. It is going away. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us about. This state of unmindfulness and heedlessness in the lives of Muslims, where we allow in other months beside Ramadan, we allow every other thing to take over our hearts and our brains to the extent that the things that we find ourselves doing in the blessed month of Ramadan, we cannot even find a single moment to do the same thing outside the month of Ramadan. We cannot find it. Nor are our hearts inclined towards these deeds. Nor do we feel a sweetness in doing it. Because other things have occupied our hearts. Other things have occupied our mind. Now we are not inclined towards doing the things that are really beneficial. But in Ramadan, we just want to do everything that brings about a lot of blessings. In other words, we are more in tune with the affairs of the hereafter than the affairs of the world in the month of Ramadan. It's difficult for us to be charitable at times. It's difficult. But in the Ramadan, we want to ensure that every beggar who begs from us, we give him. Probably we never fed a person a dawat. We have never given a dinner to anyone. But a person wants to host an iftari and feed so many people because the heart becomes a charitable heart. The heart understands now the virtue of giving. And in this month, subhanallah. So therefore, the affairs of the hereafter, it starts to become alive in our hearts. Something which the Holy Quran has been preaching to us every day we recite it. Something which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned to us. In all the statements he has mentioned to us. Something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us about. So much so that Allah himself has mentioned about it in the first verse of Surah Anbiya. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah spoke about it. Allah warns us about this unmindful and this heedless attitude. Because my dear respected brothers and sisters, the heedless attitude will carry us nowhere except in the midst of the fire of hell. That is the only place, the heedless attitude that we develop at times, that's the only place it's going to take us. Allah says in the Holy Quran, اِقَتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. He says the hour of reckoning has come close to man, but man is still in a state of heedlessness, turning away from Allah. The time is drawing near. The time is already approaching a man. Tomorrow he's going to die. The hour of reckoning is at hand. But Allah is telling us the attitude of a man, وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ, that they are heedless, they are unmindful, they are unconcerned, and they are turning away. مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ. No recent revelation comes to man. No revelation comes from Allah to man except that he listens to it. But when he listens to it, what is the attitude of man? Wahum yalabun, but they are playing. Everything is a joke. Everything is a plaything. Everything he takes for granted. Everything he hears, he says, not me. Everything he hears, anytime he hears about that, he says, not now. Every time he hears something about the hereafter, he says, I still have time. Everything he, every time he hears something about a hereafter in the grave, not me. Man is turning away. Man, wahum yalabun, they are still playing. But the hour, Allah says, has already drawn near. The hour is upon him. He is right there. He is right there. But he's occupied. He's occupied, as Allah goes further to say, why is this attitude coming from man? Why is man so unmindful? Why doesn't he pay heed to that which is sure, that which is certain? Allah says, لَا هِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ, because the hearts are occupied with something else. The hearts are occupied with the joy of the world. The hearts are occupied with the riches of the world. The hearts are occupied with the glitter and the glamour of the world. The hearts are occupied with every other thing beside the dhikr, the remembrance and the reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah himself says, لَا هِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts are occupied. Their hearts are inattentive. The hearts are going away on a different direction. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about this attitude that is developed. Heedless attitude. Heedless attitude. Man, Muslims not normally taking, they normally take things for granted. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the believers, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the believers and he commends the believers in a very beautiful way, he tells us what should be the action of the believer, what should be the attitude of a believer, how should a believer behave and how should he conduct himself. He says in the Holy Quran, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. Those believers are such people that their tijarat, their trade, their business, their buying and their selling, these things do not hinder them from the remembrance of Allah. These things do not hinder them from the performance of salat. These things do not hinder them from the giving of zakat. These things do not hinder them at all. In other words, the worldly life does not hinder the believer from the real life which he is going to enter. A believer is not affected by that which is around him, because there is the constant fear in the heart of the believer. And what is the constant fear in the heart of the believer? The constant fear in the heart of a believer, as Allah himself says, يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. Because they constantly fear such a day, the day on which hearts and eyes will roll and overturn itself out of the horror and the terror of the day of judgment. Today we are looking, everything is going good, but Allah says the day of judgment, the hearts will be overturned and the eyes will be overturned and the eyes will come out from the socket and the eyes will be placed back in the socket. Allah says, وَأَفْئِدَتُهُمْ hawa, and the hearts will be empty because of the horror, because of the terror, because of the azab of Allah on the day of judgment. Because of the azab of Allah on the day of judgment, this will be the state of man. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the believer is that one who keeps in mind that that day of judgment is before him. The believer is the one who knows very well that I'm alive, but one day I am sure to go back to Allah. Today I am burying one, tomorrow someone will bury me. Today I am on the earth, tomorrow I am in the earth. Today someone, I am lifting someone, tomorrow someone will lift me. Today I perform the janazah for someone, tomorrow someone will perform the janazah for me. Today I raise my hands to Allah and say, oh Allah, forgive my deceased father. Tomorrow someone will make the dua about us and say, oh Allah, forgive my deceased son. This is the life. And because of the fact that the world surrounds us, it surrounds us so much. The glamour, the glitter, the pleasure, the pastime, the entertainment, everything enters the heart to the extent that a man automatically becomes unmindful of what he really is living for. How beautiful the poet put it. A famous poet put it in a very beautiful way, telling us about who are the righteous servants and also giving us a little insight of the actions of man and the reality of this life. He says, "Inna lillahi ibadan futana. Inna lillahi ibadan futana." Certainly, for Allah, there are such servants who are intelligent. They are intelligent servants of Allah living on the face of the earth. طَلَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَخَافُوا الْفِتْنَةَ. They have divorced the world and they fear fitna. They have divorced the world. They have divorced the entertainment and pleasure and the pastimes of the world. طَلَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا. They have divorced the world, separated themselves from it. The world that pulls them towards it. The world that gets them entangled in its love. That they become slaves of the world. They have divorced that and they fear the fitna. What the poet says, نَظَرُوا إِلَيْهَا نَظَرُوا إِلَيْهَا فَلَمَّا عَلِمُوا. When they look towards the world, and then they knew and they came to realize, أَنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ لِلْحَيِّنْ وَطَنَا. They looked at the world and they soon realized that this is not a place for the living ones. Subhanallah. Those whose hearts are alive with Allah's remembrance, those whose hearts are focused towards Allah, those who are believers in Allah, they are high, they are alive, they soon realize that this world is not a place for them. So what did they do? جَعَلُوهَا لُجَّةً وَاتَّخَذُوا جَعَلُوهَا لُجَّةً وَاتَّخَذُوا. They then took the world as a deep sea. They made the world into a deep sea. And what did they take? وَاتَّخَذُوا صَالِحَ الْأَعْمَالِ فِيهَا سُفُنًا. And they took good actions as the boat to move on the surface of the water. So what did they take the world? They took the world as a deep ocean and a deep sea. As if they are living in the deep sea. But you need a vessel. You need a vessel to be on the surface of the water. What is the vessel that they have taken? They have taken the boat. And what is their boat? Good actions. So they are riding, subhanallah, on the surface of the water with the good actions. Because they realize that the world is not a place for living people. In another statement, he also mentions about a different aspect. And he said, what did he say? He said, تَزُودُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي تَزُودُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي. Take provisions from this world for the hereafter. You are here, prepare yourself for the hereafter. Be mindful about the hereafter. Take provisions from this world for the hereafter, for you do not know. What you do not know? You do not know. إِذَا جَنَّ لَيْلٌ هَلْ تَعِيشُ إِلَى الْفَجْرِ. You do not know that when the night comes in, if you will ever live to see Fajr the next morning. You do not know. You do not know that. He goes on to say, فَكَمْ مِنْ عَرُوسٍ زَيَّنُوهَا لِزَوْجِهَا. How many a bridegroom was there? How many a bridegroom passed, or a bride passed, that they decorated her, they beautified her, or they decorated him for the husband or for the wife. All these things were going on the night preceding the wedding. A lot of decoration, a lot of beautification is going on. The bridegroom is there looking forward for the next day. The bride is there looking forward for the next day. وَقَدْ أُخِذَتْ أَرْوَاحُهُمْ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ. But lo and behold, on the very same night when it was decreed for them to go, the souls were taken apart and there was no wedding. He said, how many were those? How many people were those? He goes on further to say, وَكَمْ مِنْ صِغَارٍ يُرْتَجَى طُولُ عُمْرِهِمْ وَكَمْ مِنْ صِغَارٍ يُرْتَجَى طُولُ عُمْرِهِمْ. How many a young person, how many a minor is there that it is hope that he will have a long life. It is hope my son will live for so long. My daughter will live for so long. This boy will live for so long. But what happened? وَقَدْ أُدْخِلَتْ أَرْوَاهُهُمْ ظُلْمَةَ الْقَبَرِ. But in that thought and in that longing and aspiration, the hearts and the soul were already placed in the darkness of the grave. In the darkness of the grave. He goes on further to say, وَكَمْ مِنْ سَلِيمٍ مَاتَ بِغَيْرِ عِلَّةٍ. How many a healthy person dies without a reason and without a sickness. وَكَمْ مِنْ سَقِيمٍ عَاشَ حِينًا مِنَ الدَّهْرِ. And how many a sick person continues to live on and on for a long period in his life. He says, understand what is life. Understand what is life. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَتَى Yumsi wa yusbihu lahiyan. How many a youth is there who passes the evening, the night, and the morning in a state of unmindfulness and neglect? How many a youth is there wasting away their life, being unconcerned, being heedless to the reality of life? This one is enjoying his youth. That one is enjoying her youth. Everything is a pleasure. Everything is an entertainment. He says, how many a youth is there passing the morning, passing the night, but lahiyan, being unattentive, being unconcerned. But while they are living their life of youthfulness, what is happening? وَقَدْ نُسِجَتْ أَكْفَانُهُ وَهُوَ لَا يَدْرِي. But the shroud of his body for the grave is already being woven for him and he doesn't know. Subhanallah. The young man is running about and playing. And the young woman, they are enjoying life. And the cloth that he will be buried in, it's already been woven in the factory. Everything is decreed by Allah. The land where you and I are going to be buried, that is there. It watches us every day. The angel of death who knows he will come for us, he sees us playing around. He says, ah, you don't know tomorrow I'll come for you. You're unmindful. Oh, ya asafa alayka. Oh, sorry I am for you. I'm so sorry for you. All these things you are doing and you don't know I'll be there in the morning. So the same thing the shair is saying, the poet. He says, here a man, he does so many things. And people of the unseen world, they see that the cloth will be purchased from that stone that is already fixed for the body of this person. And the cloth is being sewn and it is being interlaced and woven for the body of that young man. And the man doesn't know that. So he says, how many a time a young person getting soaked into the so-called joy, the glitter and the glamour of this world, they get lost in the world and they fail to realize that things are already, they are already being prepared for him or for her. Things are already in the way. Angels have already been given the command. The angels of Azab are already forming lines for this person to grab his soul and to beat his soul until it goes up. And the angel of Rahmat, they are already forming the line, just waiting for the angel of death to appear. And this man is giggling and gaggling and laughing and he's totally unmindful. So what the shahid is saying, he says, how sad it is, mind your youth. How sad it is, oh mind your youth. Come in fata, yumsi wa yusbihu lahiyan. How many youth is there? How many a young man, a young woman is there? Passing the evening and passing the morning in a state of total heedlessness. Being unmindful. وَقَدْ نُسِجَتْ أَكْفَانُهُ وَهُوَ لَا يَدْرِي. And the shroud is already being woven and he doesn't know a single thing. He doesn't know. He says again, وَكَمْ سَاكِنٌ عِنْدَ الصَّبَاحِ بِقَصْرِهِ. وَكَمْ سَاكِنٌ عِنْدَ الصَّبَاحِ بِقَصْرِهِ. How many a dweller of a palace? He lives in the palace in the morning. How many times it happened that the owner of a palace, he continues to live in the palace in the morning. وَعِنْدَ الْمَسَاءِ قَدْ كَانَ مِنْ سَاكِنِ الْقَبْرِ. But in the evening, he's a dweller of the grave. Subhanallah. When you passed in the morning, Assalamu alaikum, uncle. When in the evening, you say, Assalamu alaikum, ya ahl al-qubur. Peace be unto you, dweller of the grave. In the morning, he was there. In the morning you met him for fajr. Salamu alaikum, brother. After asr you perform his janazah and you say, I met the brother this morning. Wa kam sakinun inda sabah. How many a dweller of a palace in the morning. Wa inda al masah kad kana sakin al qabri. But in the evening he is a dweller of the grave. He says, this is the reality of life. This is the reality of life. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abdullah bin Umar, Imam Bukhari has recorded the tradition, kun fi dunya ka annaka ghareeb. He says, live in this world as if you are a stranger. If everything seems to be strange to you, or ahabiru sabil, or you are a traveler passing by. Or you are a traveler passing by. As soon as Abdullah bin Umar heard that, he used to always say afterwards, he says, my dear friends, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَذِرُ الْمَسْبَاحِ. Whenever you pass the evening, do not expect to live to see the morning. وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَذِرُ الْمَسَاءِ. But when you pass the morning, do not live to expect the evening. How many are those who live in the morning, we don't see them in the evening? How many evening we don't see them? He says, my dear friend, when this is the reality of life, فَكُنْ مُخْلِصًا وَعْمَلْ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ دَائِمًا. He says, my dear friend, become sincere to Allah. Become sincere to Allah. And you continue to do good deeds. You be continuous in good deeds. You continue to do that. لَعَلَّكَ تَحْظَى بِالْمَثُوبَةِ وَالْأَجْرِ, so that you may enjoy the grace and the favor of good rewards and blessings from Allah. He says, know very well, وَدَاوِمْ عَلَى تَقْوَى الْإِلَهِ فَإِنَّهَا وَدَاوِمْ عَلَى تَقْوَى الْإِلَهِ فَإِنَّهَا. He says, continue, be consistent upon the taqwa and the fear of Allah, for certainly it is. What is the taqwa? It is amanun min al ahwali fi mawqif al hashari. For this is the protection, my dear friend. This is your shield, my dear friend. This is the shield that will shield you from the horrors and the terrors of the hashar and the gathering on the day of judgment. And this is the advice he has given to us, to tell us, do not be neglectful. Do not be unmindful. Do not consider that you are alive today, you will always be alive. Do not consider that Allah has given you a chance, that we got a chance to commit a sin, that it will be like that every day. Do not consider today we miss salat and Allah has not punished us. Do not think it will happen every day. Do not think that we are not sick today, that we will never be sick in our life. Do not think that we are living here today, that we will always be here. But one day, the place where we bury people into, we will be there, my dear respected brothers and my dear sisters. Ramadan is the month that runs away that unmindfulness. Ramadan is the month that runs away the heedlessness. So you know what? We do so many good deeds, but that is supposed to stay with us. The first surah of the Quran tells us, it reminds us about the day of judgment, so that we will never ever be unmindful and unconcerned. We will never be heedless. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Fatiha, Maliki Yawmiddin, He says, O my servants, do not think that this world is it. One day there is a day called Yawmuddin, the day of judgment. I am the owner of the day. I am the king of the day. I am the judge of the day. You are enjoying life, but you are sure to come back to me, and I am the king of that day. Probably in this world you saw that there were many kings. There was this king and that king. You thought everything was in your hand. You thought you had great authority. By your law, everything will be implemented. People waited for your rule. But no, a day will come that I alone will be the judge and the king, and no man's rule will be there. Wa maliki yawmiddin, I am the owner of the day of judgment. The very first surah, Allah reminds us that know very well, life is short-lived. There is a day called Yawmuddin. You have to come to me. And the last ayah that was revealed on the face of the earth to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it also reminded man, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. O servants, remember the day, fear the day when you shall all be returned to Allah. The first surah, the first verse, it tells us about our meeting with Allah. The last verse tells us about our meeting with Allah. The whole Quran tells us about our meeting with Allah, so that in the middle of it, we will not become unmindful. And we will think, I am young, we will always be young. Everything is enjoyment. Everything is a pleasure. No, my dear respected brothers and my dear sisters, وَكَمْ مِنْ فَتَى يُمْسِي وَيُسْبِحُ لَاهِيًا. How many a young person, he passes the evening, the night, and the morning in heedlessness, in neglect, in a state of being unconcerned. وَقَدْ نُسِجَتْ أَكْفَانُهُ وَهُوَ لَا يَدْرِي. And his shroud is already being sewn and woven, and he doesn't know. So, my dear respected brothers, my dear sisters, subhanallah. All praises are for Allah. Wa nashkur Allah ta'ala shukran jazila. We thank Allah so much for Ramadan, because it restores to us the light of iman and taqwa. It brings to us to understand our real duty in this world. It brings the understanding to us that we have to prepare for a life hereafter. It brings to us to become mindful of whatever we do. We try our best in Ramadan, but we also have to know that this neglect, this unmindful attitude, and this heedlessness, it will not be tolerated by Allah at all. So let's use the opportunity to try to put some iman and light, nuraniyat, in our lives through the good action, so that this will always remain with us, and we will understand very well that we will understand very well that when Ramadan is no more, it doesn't mean that we become totally engrossed and absorbed in the things that surround us, that now we do not have that iman and yaqeen again, that one day we have to return to Allah, and then we misbehave and we do so many wrong things, and only when the angel of death stands before us, then we understand that really I have to go back to Allah, and we begin to beg Allah to return here. So that is a very, very important lesson for all of us, to understand that Allah has warned us about our heedless attitude that will not be tolerated. And he mentions to us that the believers are those people who constantly يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. The believers are those people who constantly fear the day wherein the eyes and the hearts will be overturned and it will roll up. May Allah give us the tawfiq, you and I. Bless us with the blessings of Ramadan. Give us the understanding to do so much good actions that they will continue continuously be with us, and may Allah, we beg Allah to remove permanently from us the heedless attitude that often comes to us, that heedless, unmindful and dokidam attitude towards the deen of Allah, towards the issues of the hereafter. We beg Allah to remove it from our hearts, so that we will become such people that we will always turn to Allah, and we will remember our duty to Allah, and we will remember the life that we have to enter when we leave this physical phase of the life. والآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله